One day, however, I said to myself that it was time to do something else, since the business was stable and making money, and I entrusted it to a local manager who'd offered me his services to run the bakery.
And then what happened?
Well, for a while, sales were stable, but then they gradually began to decline.
Why?
The manager was carrying out a secret plan. He was gradually running my company into the ground and kept making excuses that there was new competition, that certain buyers had switched to them or had gone out of business, that costs for utilities, transportation and raw materials were rising, and so on and so on.
So why did he do it?
I figured it out the day he called me and offered to buy the company and bakery from me so that I wouldn't be troubled with it anymore. He said he was trying to help me out.
How much did he offer you for it?
I suppose you can guess that it wasn't much. He claimed that he couldn't give me much for a company which wasn't profitable.
And how did you resolve the situation?
I parted ways with him. The company quickly got back on its feet, and then I sold it for a price that corresponded to its actual condition.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
And do you know that the same thing happened just about every time I entrusted some employee manager to run a successful company?
Wow, that is unbelievable. I'd rather hear what we can learn from this.
Only do business in areas you understand and entrust your company to the best boss in the world.
And who's that?
Yourself, of course.
Okay, now I get it. Right, what is the third common mistake made by entrepreneurs?
Choosing the wrong business partner. Basically, there are two ways you can choose a bad business partner. The first is a partner with whom you conduct business together, most often a co-owner of the company.
And the second?
When you choose a bad trading partner. You're too trusting and you give him goods on credit, and he ultimately never pays you.
Yeah, both situations must be very unpleasant, and I'd imagine that this means the end for a lot of companies.
Yes, very often it ends up badly.
Okay, so tell us then how to avoid starting a business with a partner who isn't serious and ends up leaving us high and dry.
The simplest way is to own 100% of your company and not listen to anyone saying, "I'll bring you money and contacts and I want a 50-50 share." If it's really unavoidable, leave your partner a minority share and make sure your agreements...